the ricochet effect. Ricochet effect, like ricochet effect.
Yeah. We having conversation with no moderation. Love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation. Love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation.
Hi, this is Renee Cobb, and
I'm Dr. Obini El Amin, and we are with the Ricochet Effect.
We are here at WUKY celebrating Women of Distinction for 2024, and we have Cynthia Bong in the studio. And Cynthia, welcome so much to WUKY tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored, actually, and humbled to be here amongst this wonderful group of ladies.
Well, you've been very busy today, I hear. So tell us a little about what you do professionally and personally.
Yeah, so I'm the owner of Equus Run Vineyards and Saddlestone Distillery. And actually, right now at this time of year, it's very, very busy. We're very involved in pruning, lots of bottling, and of course, getting ready for Kentucky's horse racing season right around the corner here with Keeneland. And really getting the property all ready once again for another season of tourism and wonderful guests. This is our 26th year.
Outstanding.
Of being over in Woodford County.
Oh, how exciting. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions because we're going to talk to all the women of distinction tonight.
Yes.
But the first one I want to ask you is what or who inspired you towards your current career path? It looks like you've got a career path in the wine industry, and also you have a beautiful venue that a lot of us get to enjoy here in Central Kentucky. So who would you say or what inspired you to go into that line of work?
So I spent 31 years. I spent 19 over in Europe. And I always said in Europe, you have wine with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it was just part of your whole culture. And it really opened my eyes up because I'm a Kentucky farm girl. So
yes.
We didn't grow up drinking wine. Although I think my dad made that homemade wine, which was more like jet fuel, I think. I'm pretty sure it was. With seven siblings, it had to be jet fuel after a long day. But that was something, it just really inspired me to come back to Kentucky and grow something. And we really researched it. And so now we have 38 acres of grapes, along with a distillery. But I couldn't have done it without our community. And I really want to have a shout out to our community and my wonderful farm neighbors. Because if it wasn't for them, I would have not been able to transform that farm into the winery and distillery that it is today.
Oh, it's just so outstanding. I just love hearing about your journey. Let me ask you, can you think of a memorable achievement or project that as you reflect on being a woman of distinction that you're particularly proud of?
I can think back to my IBM career, a very male-dominated business, but I never once felt that it was really women against men, men against women, not at all, and not at all in my environment. But when I became an executive at IBM and I finally, as I might say, finally achieved that rank and had all the support of my IBM teams and all of my mentors, that was an achievement for me. And I'm very, very thankful of all of my employees that worked with me because, once again, they're part of my fabric, that made me into what I am now today in a business world.
What does work-life balance, if it exists, mean to you? And I'll just say that's the same reaction that we've had from almost everyone when we ask that question.
Let me think on that. Okay, well, that was a quick thought. So work-life balance is, as a small business owner, is always a struggle. It is, but you have to carve out time for yourself. Mm-hmm. For me, it's very early in the morning, and I'm an early morning riser anyway, so I have to get up early. I like my coffee, I look outside, I cherish the outdoors, and I do the things that I like to do. But then also late in the evening, it's time for me to calm down, wind down, and you have to take that time. It's so easy to burn out. And I've experienced that over the years, absolutely. I call those my reality check moments. And it's where that light is flashing, saying, you know what, you have family, you have friends, you have a life besides work, work, work. And it is a juggle. And I can honestly say I've not perfected that whatsoever on that balance.
We've had a few responses that said, what's that?
I have to chuckle on that.
This is really, you know, something we all have in common, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you just as a final question, what does it mean for you to be here this evening for this event and among all of these amazing women?
Well, first of all, like I said, I am so humbled and I'm honored. I was trying to tell one of my nieces that, you know, I was being honored and recognized to be a woman of distinction, and she thought I said extinction. So I'm glad to be here. I'm very, very glad to be here, and I'm glad it's of distinction and not extinction. Okay. But also the group of women that's here, wow. I'm tickled pink. Look, I have goosebumps.
Do you know any of them?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
and I
so
can't
you've
wait
met a
to
few?
See them here. Yes,
who
I do.
Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know Angela and also, of course, Anne. I mean, there's just the list of them. I can't wait to say hello and congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you, and we are so thankful that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to come and be with us, not only in honor of the work that you've done, but in honor of all these amazing women we're getting to see tonight.
Well, I want to thank you so much for the opportunity, and you know what? We love our NPR stations. Thank you. WKY.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect.
We've come to the close of another amazing podcast. I'd like to thank our listeners. I'd like to thank our guests. And as we say here at WKY, we can't do it without our community. And just keep in mind that DEIB is the DNA of humanity. Thank you.